Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katrir Blad. Parasha Shelach Lecha, Send for You. Week 37, Third Aliyah. Now, may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation, in accordance with your great love. Forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. Numbers 14, verses 17 through 19. Who is stronger, the one who punishes or the one who forgives? Moshe asked the Eternal that his power be great and that he show mercy instead of acting in rigorous justice. What do mercy and forgiveness have to do with power? Wouldn't it be a greater manifestation of power to be able to exterminate the whole people in an instant? This text shows us that the Eternal has to use more power for mercy and forgiveness than for punishment. It is so for men as well. It's easier to act in a feeling of anger and outrage before injustice and sin than with mercy and forgiveness. It requires more power to forgive than to take revenge. The one who knows how to forgive is more powerful than the one who demands a fair sentence. Let the Eternal's example be the guide for your behavior. Let him strengthen your inner man and allow mercy to triumph over judgment in your dealings with your neighbor. The one who knows how to forgive is powerful. Kol Tuv and Shalom.